relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Fresh news from my buddy just DM'd me. It's a piece from the politicalinsider.com. I'll repost it momentarily. President Trump was on our show on Tuesday for almost 40 minutes straight. We blew through the breaks and he... He didn't pull back. He was punching hard, and he was talking honestly about the Rhino class. And now, I guess he must have heard the show, Mitch McConnell says he wants a truce with President Trump. I bet he wants a truce. Let's talk about that and so much more with our very special guest for the first segment of our second hour, a man who, when he connected by phone just moments ago, said one thing. America first! That's all he said. He is Representative Vernon Jones. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here on America First.
Thank you, my friend, Sebastian, and thank you for letting me have an opportunity to talk directly to your listeners. It's a great opportunity.
Can I play a little bit of identity politics with you for a second, Vernon?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. You're black, and you're an American, and you're a man. So I'm going to play identity politics like the left does. What do you think is the biggest reason for the violence we're seeing between black young men and police officers? Is it the police that are the problem, or could it be something else to do with, I don't know, the black community and certain role models? I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to leave it to you. You've got Waking Up America as an organization you founded. I'm going to leave this for you to answer in front of millions of listeners and viewers.
Well, let me say this. First of all, can we for a chance have a conversation about violence and law breaking and supporting law enforcement officers without putting race into it? You look at a lot of these police officers, including my brother, who was one, when they get up and go out to serve and protect, they don't know how their day is going to come.
Yes.
But by and large, they want to treat people right. They want to get home safely to their family. And they're dealing with issues to themselves, just like anybody else. There's a lot of stress on police officers. Now, set that to the side. You also have scenario where you have some officers, very few, some of them that take things too far. And the leadership should take swift action immediately because they don't belong. But at the same time, let's look at these individuals in the community. What happened to respect for the law? What happened to respect for the law? If you're a violator of your probation and you're walking around with a gun, first of all, you shouldn't have the gun at all. If you have a gun and you draw a gun on a police officer, that tells you that you draw a gun on a civilian. When police officers are shot down and killed, and I lost two in one night in cold blood murder, where was the outrage when I was county executive and I commanded that department and I had to go to those families, young mothers and young children, to tell them your family member, your father or your husband or your son or your brother didn't make it home? Where was the outrage? And where is the outrage on the masses of shooting of black people on black people, which shows that violence, or white people on white people? But look in Chicago, the mayor was crying, and I can understand her crying for that young family. But wait a minute. if a 13-year-old had a gun and was involved with a shooting with the police, something is wrong. Why does that 13-year-old have that gun? Where is Obama? Get the hell out of Martha's Vineyard and come down to Chicago, where you got your start from, and make your ending there. Help that community. Bring your influence and resource and everybody else there. Help that community. There's a problem there. And so I don't want to hear this black and white thing. Have there been shootings by white officers or things by white officers towards black individuals or perpetrators? Sure they have, but they also have been the other way around. And there have been black officers who've been involved on cases with perpetrators. So, if we take the black and white out of it and say, let's address, you don't defund the police. Sebastian, what you do is look at these officers. How much training do they have in use of force annually? How much training do they have in de-escalation annually? And how many law enforcement agencies get these officers tested, mental assessment every 2 to 3 years? The only time they do that is when they're hired. And after that, these guys and these men and women on the road, in dark alleys, up all times of night. Some of them get shot point blank through a car. Now, they have to be burned out in many cases. We have to do some assessments on them and see where they are. If they burn out, take them off the beat and put them somewhere where they can be de-escalating in their mind, take that pressure off of them. So let's look at this as a whole thing. Let's put it on the umbrella of violence. How do we stop violence? You can't sit on the sideline like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and don't say a damn thing about Antifa and Black Lives Matter, burning, destroying, and even killing young children, where there was one young child in Atlanta, 8-year-old girl, shot and killed through the car with her mother because of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riot, and like the one in New York where the 1-year-old baby girl was shot through her stroller.
Yeah.
So this is a mess. So stop putting this on identity politics. Let's address the real issue.
But I'm going to push back, and I'm not going to talk identity politics, but I'm going to talk about color and race. Is there not a connection? You asked the question, that 13-year-old with the handgun, is there not a connection between that and the young man in Minnesota who got back in his vehicle, avoided arrest before he was shot? Is there not a connection, Representative Vernon Jones, between that and the fact that more than half of all the children born in the black community are born out of wedlock, and more than 60% do not have a solid male role model in the home? Is that not relevant?
Well, you know what? What you just said just kind of gave me a heartburn. If you're not burned, but burned. Black Lives Matter was founded by three lesbians, and their number one charge was to destroy the nucleus of the black family.
Yes.
The black male. So it goes to the heart, what are you just saying? So that's not a fault of a white law enforcement officer. That's the fault of black women who started Black Lives Matter based on getting rid of a black man in the family that's really been pushed and used as an agent provocateur by white liberals. Black people were very, very conservative when it came to family. White liberals took black families off the cliff because they are encouraging them to want to live on the government or let the government take care of them, as opposed to giving them a job and opportunity to start their business. White liberals have used black votes to carry the white liberal agenda, and now they're recruiting black candidates because they're so bigoted that they're seeing more and more black candidates run for seats that normally the white Democrats say, hey, let me do it for you. I'll take care of you.
Right.
So now what they're doing, they're literally going into black community and they're picking the black of their choice, Warnock or Warnock, whatever you want to call him, that now they got a pastor they convinced, he sold his soul to the devil, that I'll come out now and be supportive of abortion, even late-term abortion, although I pastored the church of Dr. King, who was very conservative. So now they're using black. They're actually getting blacks to sell their soul by giving them the resources to beat other blacks, because this is the one they're going to own. So it's slavery all over again.
It's a new plantation. You're absolutely right.
Follow
this man right now, Rep Vernon Jones on Twitter. He's teasing us. He's teasing America. He's about to make a big announcement with regards to Georgia. I told him he can do it here in front of our listeners and in front of our viewers. He promised me he's going to think about it. It's imminent. Before you make that big announcement, talk to us about the Georgia voting bill. What's the truth, Representative Jones?
here's the truth. You have rhinos, including the leadership of the Republican Party, from the governor and the Secretary of State, who caved in to Stacey Abrams. They are so afraid of Stacey Abrams. They went in a back room, contrived an illegal agreement that allowed the executive branch to change state election laws when they know darn well only the Constitution provides for the legislature, not the executive branch, to make state laws as it relates to election laws. And then what happened? That is what created the mail-in ballot. That's what created many other things that created this dark cloud and started this whole election fraud. And I call it election fraud because it's more than just a voting fraud. The whole process has been tainted. And I can tell you, the governor then tried to, he had opportunity to fix it and call a special session, but he couldn't call that special session without showing his hand because he cut that deal and didn't let us know about it.
There are far too many cowards out there, and he's not one of them. Follow him, Rep. Vernon Jones from Georgia on Twitter. And when you make that big announcement about, I don't know, something happening in Georgia, will you tell us, Representative Jones? Will you send us a text?
Well, I'll tell you, go to jonesforgeorgia.com, jonesforgeorgia.com, and expect a big announcement in Atlanta State Capitol tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Wow! Okay, guys, you heard it here. JonesForGeorgia.com. Tomorrow, the State House in Georgia will be watching. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't. Not here for 3 hours every single day and then an hour or two on Newsmax Sunday nights. Check it out. The Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern. Re-air 10 p.m. Eastern. Representative Vernon Jones. So important what he said. I didn't realize he had a brother who was law enforcement. If you haven't seen it, we are retweeting, we are posting on Facebook right now this shocking video that was released by the New Mexico State Police of a traffic stop. One of the most dangerous things you can do as a police officer. It was a traffic stop of a pickup truck by an officer, Darian Jarrett. As you can hear him say, I'm going back to my vehicle to check your papers. You can hear the body cam, and then you see the footage from the dash cam. The driver of the white pickup truck, 39-year-old Omar Felix Cueva, pulls out a rifle and over the bed of the truck assassinates Officer Jarrett. That's a traffic stop. And they want to defund the police. Why? Because they're ideologues, liars, and propagandists. And the one who has me most incensed is a person I'd never heard of until very recently. She goes by the name of Linda Greenfield. Now it's Ambassador Greenfield. And she hates America, which is a problem because she is the highest ranking diplomat in the Department of State under that beta male coward, the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, who addressed the National Action Network of that ethno-huckster, that charlatan, Al Sharpton. And on an open video, she said this about America.
I grew up in the segregated South. I was bused to a segregated school. On weekends, the Klan burned crosses on lawns in our neighborhood. I shared these stories and others to acknowledge on the international stage that I have personally experienced one of America's greatest imperfections. I've seen for myself how the original sin of slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and principles.
Weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and founding principles? Which founding principle weaved white supremacy? By the way, to say that about America is a racist statement. That makes you the bigot, Ambassador Greenfield. And let me remind you, if you've never taken a history course, if you've never cracked open a history book, what America's history of fighting white supremacy is. Number one, slavery was universal across many, many cultures, especially Arab cultures that actually collected the slaves in many cases from Africa and sold them to the West. I wonder if there is a genetic weaving of racism into Arab cultures, Ambassador Greenfield, which, by the way, in some places today still have slave markets. Does that mean they are even more genetically supremacist than America is? And whilst it is my birthplace, the home of my birth, Great Britain, that first really declared war on slavery internationally and used its navy to shut it down wherever it found it, there is only one nation in the history of mankind, Ambassador Greenfield, that did more to stop slavery and defeat white supremacy. And it's not Switzerland. It's not France. It's not Belgium or Vanuatu. It is the nation that you represent in New York at the General Assembly of the United Nations, you hack. No country, none of them, none of the ones you think are so much better than the United States, went to war with itself to end slavery. We are so endemically white supremacist that more Americans died to stop slavery than in any war we have ever been engaged in. More than World War II, Vietnam, Korea, World War I, and even our post-9/11 engagements across the globe. None of them saw more death and destruction than the Civil War. won by a man who, by the way, was the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, was assassinated by a Democrat, a man who voted for the party whose armed wing was the KKK, Ambassador Greenfield. Yes, the Democrat Party. If there is endemic racism and white supremacy weaved into the founding fabric of any institution in America, it is the Democrat Party. The party that now holds power in the House, the Senate, and the White House. The party you are working for indirectly as the ambassador to the United Nations for Joe Biden, a man who palled with segregationists, who called them fine gentlemen, who said on the floor of the Senate, I don't want to see my children grow up in a racial jungle. The man who affected a high-tech lynching in the words of Clarence Thomas. Why? Because he was black and he dared to be a conservative who thought for himself. You are the racist, Ambassador Greenfield. You are the person who represents weaved in bigotry in America. Go back and watch the video of your boss, Joe Biden, leading the charge of that high-tech lynching against Clarence Thomas because he was black. How dare you say what you said about America? We reject you and your racism because America is better than you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried anything else only to fail to find relief? In that case, you have got to try this 100% drug-free product that is providing relief right now to tens of thousands of Americans, including me and including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product that could be you, that should be you. And there's only one way to find out, and it's incredibly simple. Just order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The idea that Afghanistan could go on forever. We can't stay anywhere forever, especially when we've got home security threats in terms of violent white nationalism that's threatening our capital, when we've got our own former president inciting people into violence and pushing them more into this violent white extremism, much the way bin Laden, you know, did, sort of inspiring people to be this way.
Is there no limits to this woman? I mean, she's just so stupid. Joy Reid is now comparing Donald Trump to bin Laden. I'm sorry. I'm going to ask somebody to comment on this because I can't. Shad, react.
Didn't you know that the January 6th was worse than 9/11? Don't you know that? No, this isn't even a joke, though, because people online on Twitter, they were ranking the national tragedies, you know, just like it was something they could do, and putting November, you know, January 6th at the top of the list, like it was somehow more impactful and more important.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, no, for me, it's crazy because that requires one for people who, first off, don't care about our institutions at all, caring about what happens to the capital of the United States of America.
Good point.
First off.
Good point.
And second, that somehow something that killed thousands of people and resulted in an actual war,
yes,
multiple wars.
Multiple wars.
Is not as bad as some people trancing around the Capitol, doing violence and, you know, being jerks in a lot of respects, but...
And taking selfies.
Yeah, but not running planes into the World Trade Center.
Mr. G, I think I touched a nerve here, didn't I, when I asked Shad that question?
Well, Joy said ex-president. I thought she was talking about Obama.
Ooh. You can always trust on Mr. G. Eric, reaction, please.
I just couldn't help one thing I latched onto with that particular statement. This is where syntax is very important. She said he incited white extremism like Bin Laden did. I did a double take. I'm like, wait, Bin Laden was a white nationalist?
Now we know.
I missed the memo.
Now we know. Al-Qaeda will be unveiled, will be revealed as a white supremacist organization. Not only is she a homophobe, yeah, really hates gay people. Look at her blog. She's also a cretin. Clinically, really cretinous. Somebody who isn't and who tells the truth is Mike Lindell, and that's why they want to destroy him. 24 corporations are boycotting MyPillow. Will you support him? Please. Send cretins, fascists, like Joy Reid a message. Go straight to his website. Order anything you want. You'll get up to 66% off with my name. Call 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Thank you, Jill. You helped me out there. It's been 2 years, 2.5 years, but there I really needed an assist, and you came through. Thank you, gentlemen. JR, Columbus, Ohio, line 3. Welcome back, JR.
How you doing, Dr. G?
Good. I'm a little angry, but also amused at the same time. A little mixture here.
Agreed. Well, I'm getting my wife and myself the MyPillow slippers here this week. And
Hang on. Do not buy your slippers before you go up one size. They're fur-lined. They're toasty. So go up one size. One size, okay?
Yes, sir. And thanks for the advice, because I would not have known that.
No, they'll replace it. I had to do that myself, but you know, one size up, and they will be toasty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, and I love Mike, to say the least. So anyway, I feel like every day the Democrats wake up and they start their breakfast cereal with crazy pills and then continue with their day. That's what I think they do.
And there's got to be some explanation.
I every day I think, it can't get worse, and I'm proven wrong every single day. But the reason I called Dr. G is I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia. I have never heard of Vernon Jones, and that's my bad. He is a fighter. He is what we need, and I already looked up his website and campaign, and I will donate money to him, period.
That's exactly why we had him on the show, a man who understands the threat to our liberties, a man who's come over from the Democrat Party, and as he said on January the 6th, I was there, he said, I'm coming home to the Republicans. Thank you for your support, JR, and stay tuned. Tomorrow, he's going to make a big, big announcement about what he is running for next. And we do need more of them, just like him. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, analysis, and guests next. John Solomon of JustTheNews.com coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What a great day. Vernon Jones, superb. Matt Boyle, a stalwart. Steve Scalise, the next hour. Austin Fletcher of Fleckers Talks, and now a man who we decided in the break with our massive team here. We had to hold a poll. It was thousands of vote cast. We counted them. A man who always delivers. Whether it's on Real America's Voice, whether it's his book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that enriched the Clinton and Biden dynasties, or whether it's with his incredible new media empire, justthenews.com. It doesn't matter. He always delivers. John Solomon, welcome back to America First.
It's great to be with you, Zev. It's going to be hard to live up to that introduction now.
You've been doing it for 30, 40 years. What do you mean? Come on. Yeah, you can rest on your laurels for the next 6 minutes. But but we need an update. Let's start from scratch for those who might have missed this when we discussed it previously, because it's a big story people have to be acquainted with. We're going to post the full story on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. On our webpage, you can always see the top five stories from justthenews.com. But please explain to our millions of listeners and viewers right now, who is Imad Zuberi, John?
Well, he's an amazing story. If you were going to write a Hollywood script, you might not be as inventive as what really is going on in this case. So let's start with the first Imad Zuberi we learned about. A month ago, he pled guilty to funneling foreign money into the campaign coffers of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, several members of Congress, Republican and Democrat. And that in and of itself is a big deal, because since Barack Obama left office, there have been four criminal cases that now show the Obama campaign was taking foreign money. So that was a big story. You got a big fundraiser.
Hang on. Was it a big story in the legacy media, John?
Oh, no, not in the legacy media. But for those who care about facts, it's a big story. But you're right. Yeah, the media has put all those indictments in criminal cases on the inside of the newspaper. But, you know, I think that's important, that Barack Obama got elected on the strength of, you know, what looks to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of foreign money.
Well, we've been told for 4 years there was Russian collusion, and we had an investigator, independent counsel, we had impeachments and no evidence. But this story of actual foreign engagement in Democrat campaigns financially doesn't get nary a word except on justthenews.com. But then you see the court filings, and you picked up, because you are John Solomon, on it. Fascinating detail. What was that detail, John?
Well, there's a law called the Classified Intelligence Protection Act, CIPA. And when it shows up in a case, you rarely know it because it's under seal. But the judge in this case accidentally left a notation saying, hey, there's a CIPA filing in this case. Well, that means something involving the intelligence community is involved in the case. And you start thinking, this is a fundraiser. Why would anyone in the intelligence community be involved? And that led me on a journey, and that journey led me to discover that Imad Zuberi had a 20-year relationship with the U.S. intelligence community, including the CIA. He was an asset, someone who assisted. He wasn't an employee. He was an asset, someone that helped, and did some very valuable things for this country by the description of the sources I've talked to. But now you start to wonder, if he's raising money and funneling millions of dollars into the Obama, Biden, and Clinton campaigns, what did the CIA know? When did it know it? And is there something else going on here? So we've continued to dig. And yesterday we obtained a letter showing that Ahmad Zuberi's new lawyer, who, by the way, happens to be the former general counsel of the CIA. So the CIA's top lawyer, former top lawyer, is now representing Ahmad Zuberi. We learned that he sent a letter to Congress saying, I want to inform you that I have filed a complaint with the CIA inspector general, the Michael Horowitz of the CIA, for those who remember Russia. And it alleges widespread abuses, including potential illegalities, violations of regulations, abuses in the conduct of an intelligence operation.
By the imputation is abuses by elements of the intelligence community?
Well, specifically the CIA, because that's where the complaint went. If it was other elements of the intelligence community, it would have gone to a different inspector general. So we can infer that the conduct involves the CIA. And it's what his own client witnessed while working for several years for the CIA. And I have generic descriptions. I've done some source reporting. So the letter, we have a copy of the letter. It's clearly stated what the allegations are that have been filed with the CIA inspector general. But when doing some source reporting, you find out things like this, and this should be very troubling, that some CIA officers asked Ahmad Zuberi, allegedly, to gain information from members of Congress, and in one instance, to get a member of Congress unwittingly involved in an intelligence operation, a prominent Republican senator.
Hang on a second, John. Since the Pike and the Church committees in the 1970s, I mean, it was meant to be originally, and then especially after that, the biggest no-no is for our external intelligence service, the CIA, to have any involvement in domestic affairs, especially politics. And this is what you can infer from the lawyer's letter?
Yeah. Well, from talking to direct sources who have seen this complaint, been briefed about this complaint. So you have a U.S. senator who might have been lured in unwittingly to an intelligence op, and several members of Congress who Ahmad Zuberi may have been asked to glean information from that would benefit the CIA. Soft spying, and maybe that's a bad term to use. Now, again, let's give the benefit of the doubt to the CIA. This is an accusation yet, but it comes from one of their most trusted assets. Now there's another allegation. A CIA officer asked Ahmad Zuberi to make an investment in a drone company. Why would an American asset for the CIA be asked to invest in an American drone company? We don't know the answer, but we know that's one of the allegations. There is another one that's a little bit closer to my heart as journalists. Another thing that's been taboo since the Church Commission hearings. You're not supposed to, at the CIA, use journalism or journalists as cover for a CIA operation. But there's an allegation in this complaint that an American news media organization was used to help facilitate an intelligence operation involving Ahmad Zuberi. We don't know more than that, but journalists, American lawmakers, American drone companies, I thought the CIA was supposed to be working overseas. We've got a lot of questions that are going to need to be answered. But what's remarkable, you have the CIA's former general counsel making these allegations.
Yeah.
Their former top lawyer says this is credible enough to be investigated.
This isn't some fly-by-night ambulance chaser. No. This is the CIA's former legal top dog.
And a really respected lawyer.
We're out of time. We're out of time, but I've got to ask you, John, because you've got the experience. This smells like a massive story. Yes or no?
Yes, more to come. A lot more, guys.
This is it. You've got to read it. We're posting it now on our feeds. Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports, and subscribe. Just bookmark justthenews.com because these are the kinds of stories they bring you. God bless you, John. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
Good or bad first? I'll give you the bad. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, his Twitter account has been suspended. As Jeff said, couldn't they just wait a week? They break that massive inside video of the CNN director saying, yeah, it's about propaganda, it's about fear, it's about COVID, it's about lies. So they suspend him the next day. Jack, you're such a fascist. Oh, here's the good news, though. David Hogg, you know that irritating kid, David Hogg, who's going to change the world with his liberal pillows. It's done. It's finished. The pillow company's dead, and he's out of the pillow business. What did he last? What, like 3 weeks or something? You can't compete with Mike Lindell. Let's go to your call, Sam in Orlando, line four. Welcome, Sam.
Sir, thank you, Lord Gorka, for having me once again. Look, on this Bitcoin conversation and the euro leaving the dollar, and Bitcoin was created, as far as I understand, by the Russian. If we're buying into the Bitcoin scenario and putting hard currency out as America's money, and we're doing these things, are we not financing our enemy to do what he said? I will win the war and never fire a shot.
Hey, Sam, this is the first time. Stay on the line. I want to get any sources you have. Give them to Mr. G. First time ever I've heard that Bitcoin is Russian. What I do know is Vladimir Putin wanted to outlaw all cryptocurrency. So if it were Russian, I doubt he'd be doing that. I don't buy it. I think Bitcoin is a scam. If you think that a currency not tethered to gold is a problem, then Bitcoin is far more fantastic and unreal than actual paper money. So we're going to look into that. Tell Mr. G everything you know, and we shall research it. But Russian Bitcoin, I'm not sure. But anyway, stay clear of it. Let's go to John in Maryland, line one. Welcome, John.
Dr. G, thank you for taking my call. Good to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Just wanted to touch base on the Minnesota incident.
Yeah, you've got 70 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it a lack of training? And you know, people are screaming defund the police, and then what gets cut when you defund the police? Training, and you get a less prepared officer. I did law enforcement for almost three decades, and I just question what kind of training did she get? Did her training fail her?
Yeah, it's God bless you for what you did as a Leo. You're the first thing, and they want to defund the police after that incident. That's sheer insanity, and always. When a comptroller, when somebody running budgets gets less, what is the first thing that goes? Always the training. Now, what happened? She was a 20, 22, 23-year veteran. There's a fascinating photograph of her with one of her fellow law enforcement officers. And you can see that the taser is on the left-hand side of the Sam Brown, this yellow taser. So the sidearm's on your strong side. How did she go for her taser on the wrong side and deploy? It's got to be either the incredible stress and strain, or as you said, John, and you know because you've been in the arena, lack of training. That's probably what happened. Stay on the line. John's a good buddy. If he doesn't have any of our books, let's give him signed copies. Next, Steve Scalise.